A Devotion for Holy Saturday. The Silence of God. "Take a guard," Pilate answered. "Go, make the tomb as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure by putting a seal on the stone and posting the guard. Matthew 27:65-66. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Together, those words roll off the tongue seamlessly. They have ever since our parents first taught us the days of the week when we were 3 or 4 years old. Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday. For some, there may have been a slight seam after Friday and before Saturday. I do not recall the day between Good Friday and Easter Sunday being referred to as Holy Saturday when I was growing up. And only one of the 10 websites of Wells congregations I just checked had Holy Saturday on their calendars. That less attention is given to the Saturday of Holy Week than to Thursday or Friday may be partly because the only biblical reference to what happened on that day is the section of Matthew's Gospel from which our verses are taken. The Jewish leaders came to Pontius Pilate and asked him to post a guard at Jesus' tomb. They remembered Jesus saying that he would rise again in 3 days. They were worried that someone might steal his body and then claim that he had risen from the dead, turning him into a powerful symbol for those who resisted the political leaders of Rome or the religious leaders of Jerusalem. On this Silent Saturday, it appeared that the unholy trinity of sin, death, and the devil had won. Satan celebrated when Jesus was laid in the tomb, and that celebration continued Friday night, throughout Saturday, and into Sunday. Yet God was at work even in the stillness, preparing for resurrection. Jesus had embraced the deepest agonies of hell on the cross for us and for all people. The quiet of the tomb now held the lifeless body of our Savior, who willingly gave up his life as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In his incomprehensible grace, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Hell's celebration ended on Sunday morning. Remember that as we stand in stillness before the guarded tomb and hear the sound of silence. We pray. Jesus, fill us with sorrow for your death, reverence for your holiness, gratitude for your grace, and joy for your victory. Amen.